It is time now for History Matters, taking a look at this week in history with the one, the only, Scott Washington, the birthday boy this week.
That's
happy
right.
Birthday.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Happy late birthday, right? Because it was Monday, Tuesday?
It was Monday.
Monday, right,
yeah. But I feel well vetted, so. Younger than next year.
As long as you're going on the Benjamin Button model, that's how to do birthdays,
that's
right?
That's the right way to do it. Well, it's been a good week for history. I know it's really short, so I'll have to talk really fast.
Okay, go for it.
All the good things.
Run through 5,000 years of human history.
Exactly. Well, some of it is just it's ridiculous. Like, here is one that we all refer to. The Barbie doll has its debut this week on March 9th, 1959.
Very nice.
So if you ever wondered how long it has been in existence, that's it.
They're coming out with a movie this year, I think.
Yes,
yeah
exactly.
Barbie movie.
Oh, I know, exactly. Well, that's gone through all kinds of things, which is one of those cultural phenomena.
Right, right.
But there is really an interesting thing. Now, probably on March 7th, 1914, is when George Herman Ruth Jr. hit his first home run as a professional baseball player in Fayetteville. Now, this is something that I had
like
never
like down
heard.
The road, North
yes,
Carolina,
North
Fayetteville?
Carolina. And it's also where he gets his nickname of Babe.
Babe, right?
Because he's only 19, and so the manager of the Baltimore Orioles, recognizing a talent, adopts him, and so he's called Dunn's Babe. And that's how
he gets.
And I had never heard this story
that's
before.
Awesome. Okay, what year did that happen? Because I know, like, I'm enough of a baseball nut to know that he made his major league debut in 1914.
Yes. Right.
But this was when?
This was actually when he hits this first home run is in Fayetteville, March 7th. 1914. Now, you'd think Fayetteville should have like a parade or something.
Yeah,
isn't that exciting stuff?
Oh, that's cool.
It really is. And he later said...
See, things do happen in Fayetteville.
Well, he said later, I got to some bigger places than Fayetteville after that, but darn few as exciting.
There you go.
Isn't that great?
I like it.
Now, I will also say on March 7th, in 1802 is when a fellow was born who later becomes Sir Edwin Henry Landseer. He's a British artist, and he's the first to portray St. Bernard dogs carrying brandy casks around it, which is a total myth.
Okay.
They never did. But ever since, he's the guy who sketched it, and people said, oh, yes, you know, the power of art. There's also something else that happens.
Wait, go back.
Okay,
like sketches of St. Bernard dogs carrying brandy casks?
Yes, with a brandy cask.
You're
going
to have to explain
right.
this one. This
no,
one I
well,
don't
it
know.
Supposedly it revives you and, you know, the struggling stranded wayfarer in the snow.
Oh,
and here
and
comes
were...
the big, with oh, good, well, you can have a drink
yes.
and, yeah, revive. No,
oh, interesting.
Total myth. Total
right,
myth.
Right, right, right. Because that would not really help all that much
no,
if you're
no.
stuck in the snow.
No, it isn't.
It wouldn't hurt, but
no,
it wouldn't help.
Exactly. Well, also on March 7th is National Be Heard Day, which I never heard of before,
what?
Dedicated to over 145 million small businesses in the United States. And it's a tool to break through the big business, big box stores and say, hey, they, and I thought immediately of this radio station. Now, you know what was really cool is on Saturday, I was going to a concert in Cary. I had this station on, and I could hear it all the way, very clearly,
oh, yeah.
which says that if you're out there driving, this is the station to listen to. It doesn't matter. Adopt the Chapel Hill as your hometown.
There you go.
Because you'll hear the best radio.
Because we can be heard
That's
and
right. yes.
all over the triangle.
That's right.
Right?
Exactly.
There
exactly. There's one other thing that happens. Well, not one, but we're on a tight schedule here. It's nothing to do with sports per se, but I do have a couple of sports ones if we have time for that.
Yeah.
1836, March 6th, is when the Alamo falls in Texas.
Okay.
And now, that's okay, but there is actually, believe it or not, a North Carolina connection.
There's
now,
always I a North Carolina connection.
I had not
You get
known
20
this.
People in a room, three of them are from North Carolina.
You know, and it's like, this is pretty famous, but I have been there, and I didn't know this. There was a North Carolina native, Micaiah Autry, who was born in Sampson County, grew up in Cumberland County, and he went to Tennessee in 1823, apparently
right.
met Davy Crockett, goes down there in late 1835, and then he dies along with everyone else
oh,
defending
wow.
the Alamo. Isn't
wow.
that amazing? That's, a
That's interesting.
incredible
yeah.
story.
You've been to the Alamo.
I have.
That's
yeah.
a very tiny building.
Oh,
right?
it
yeah.
is. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, the what these, and we've seen the movies before
yes,
and all
yes.
that, but Yeah, it is. It's not very large, but it makes a huge impact. It delays, of course, the Mexican forces long enough so that Americans can come down and finally route them.
I do appreciate now, and this is, I think, the case with many, many great historical sites or monuments or things like that that tourists will typically go to. You've got the thing, like the Alamo, and then right across the street from the Alamo, you've got three Ripley's Believe It or Not museums in a row. You've got like indoor bumper bowling and glow-in-the-dark putt-putt miniature golf. Like, it's just nothing but a tourist trap around this great historical
site,
which is
fascinating. But right there, it's like all this stuff is, you're right, it's built up, and then you come there, and it's like, that you suddenly step back in time.
You walk in, and then you're transported back.
Very, very unusual.
But I've seen pictures of the pyramids in Giza, like the great pyramids, are just outside, literally just outside of Cairo. So it's the pyramids, and then on the other side you've got desert. But in front of the pyramids is a McDonald's, and just all of the trappings of tourism because everyone flocks to the pyramids.
You know, and that happens when you go down to the coast. And there's the battle that takes place down there. And yet you see the signs for it. And I went off the highway and I thought, oh, good. I'm going to go see the Battle of Moor Creek Bridge. Mm-hmm. And there's all these places to eat. And I stop in. I thought, well, it's got to be around here because they're there.
Right.
No, it's 15 miles due east. The crickets stop chirping and I finally get there. It's a national site, but which is historians believe was pivotal to why the British did not come into the South. But that's a good case of exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So how that balance, and if there's nothing else we can say, it's the balance between how do we preserve and protect history and yet also be amenable to making it be sufficient to bring people in.
Yep. Yeah. Speaking with Scott Washington, History Matters, and we're back on time, so we've got some, got some time to go.
Oh,
gosh!
Oh well, I'll have to talk faster next time. That's obviously the case. Well, here's one. March 9th is, if you've ever wondered, where did America get its name? That's when Amerigo Vespucci was born, 1451 on March 9th. And he is the Italian explorer for whom America is named, and one of the first to recognize that North and South America were two different continents. Now, isn't that fascinating? I find it interesting.
So what actually constitutes, and I've always been kind of curious about this, because you get the kind of the same thing with Europe and Asia and Africa, and Europe and Asia in particular are not separate from each other, right?
Yes.
And North and South America were not separate from each other. Now you've got the canal cutting in between, but it's just like two land masses connected by this tiny little thing. So do they count as two continents, or what actually
is now that we have the Panama Canal?
Right, now they're split up,
But no, not at that time. But I guess somebody realized it.
Yeah. There's got to be, I've always also been curious about the answer to this question too, which is now you got the Panama Canal that splits North and South America, so we really have two separate land masses. But within North America too, there is a canal that connects Lake Michigan to the Mississippi River, and then the Mississippi River goes all the way down to the Gulf. So there are really two separate land masses that are surrounded by water. So what actually is the largest contiguous land mass in the world with no breaks in between?
That's a good
I don't
question.
Know the answer to that question.
I want people right now to pull over to the side of the road and start looking
break
at
out your
atlases.
Calculators. Yeah.
Cape Cod is the same way.
Yes.
The Cape Cod Canal. So technically now
it's an island
separate.
Now
it
technically.
Is now technically.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's how history is made.
Great, fascinating questions. That,
but you know, geography in drawing maps was huge. And if you look, this becomes a major issue with North Carolina, the early map drawers, and finally they realize one of the incredible things about North Carolina is all the rivers that you see, and they're carefully plotted out. It's why it's a quagmire when the British look at it and say, no, we're not going to go into here.
Especially after that
time.
One battle, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They said, no, that's enough.
All right.
Those are all good things. Let's see. There's we still have some more time? I can't believe it.
Here's a
UNC connection. On March 9th, 1966, Herbert Aptheker, attempted to speak to students near the Confederate Monument.
That was this week.
Yes, that's this week.
This is the speaker ban.
That's the speaker ban. Yes. That's right. That's a major ceremony.
Oh, I didn't realize that was this week.
Yes.
Interesting.
Exactly. So just when you think, no, it's just sports, no, there's other things that have happened.
So is that the speech that actually, because I know the rough history, but I don't know all of the specific details. Is that the speech that was actually given where he stood on the other side of the stone wall?
Yes. He actually attempted to speak, and then the campus police escorted him. The speaker ban, for those of you who may not remember this, is that basically said anybody was speaking, if they were connected as a known communist or advocated overthrow of the government, or anyone who exercised...
Or communist sympathizer, which is very vague, broad...
Oh, my gosh, zero Mostel. If you exercise Fifth Amendment rights, then that
now
means
you're
zero.
Now you're a sympathizer, right.
It took until 1968 until that law was declared unconstitutional, and they finally put up a marker. He did speak, but it was just off campus.
Yep.
At that point. So, that's right. That's kind of a major kind of free speech thing, which is kind of cool. How are we doing? We got time for one more. All right. Let's see. I think this one's kind of interesting, and that's about where we're coming back full circle to about geography. And on March 5th, 1728, delegates from North Carolina and Virginia met to survey the border between the two colonies and decide where it was.
Okay.
And again, this goes back to, well, what defines a state or a region or a part of the world? And we're still grappling with just exactly what it is. Until you're in outer space and you're looking down at the planet and you say, I don't see any borders. It's all one world.
There you go.
That's it.
All right. History Matters, the fast version with Scott Washington.
That's right. I wonder if people listen fast. You know, I don't know if they can do that. Wouldn't that be fun?
Don't speed.
This is the radio station you should listen to always. It is the best, The Hill, 97.9.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you, Aaron.